On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join author Lamont Dupree as he shares tips on how to never work a day in your life.
Several years ago, I had a conversation with a doctor friend of mine. We had been in the same college pre-med program together. She was now on the verge of completing her medical school residency. During our conversation, I began admiring her accomplishments and bemoaning that I had not followed the same path to become Dr. Dupree. I could have been finishing up myself, I complained. For a moment, she let me enjoy my short pity party, then quickly began bursting my balloons. She asked, "Lamont, are you happy with what you're doing?" At the time, I was teaching and advising students for a nonprofit program. My answer was, "Yes, it's cool." Then she began blowing out my candles when she said, "Then you should be satisfied that you did not do medical school." In my head, I was thinking, "But you're Dr. P now." Then she just threw my cake on the floor with her next statement. "If I were to do it all over again, I would not have gone to medical school. I would have become a teacher." Party over, balloons burst, candles out, cake on the floor. At least it was for me. But then I felt it for her. Here she was on the cusp of what many revere as a pinnacle of career accomplishment, a gigantic milestone. Yet, the milestone was to become an anchor to her. The debt, the stress, the time wasn't going to be worth it to her. Teaching was her something. I'm sure she's now successful, but she won't be as successful as she could be unless she has found a way to teach within her career. A doctor that wants to be a teacher that wants to be a doctor, both are miserable. Unless you find and pursue your something, you may be too. James 1:5 says, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Seek, pursue, go do your something."
For more information on Go Do Your Something, visit wjou.org.